Welcome to Empire Building, the podcast where we talk about building big businesses and even bigger lives. I'm your co-host, Seychelle Van Poole.
I'm Wendy Papazan.
I'm Via Williams.
And I'm Sarah Reynolds. And first of all, Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. We made it to 2021. I don't know if we ever thought we would, but here we are.
Hallelujah.
Exactly. 2020 is officially over.
We just gave each other air high fives on the
seriously?
Zoom there, guys.
Yeah.
We're a little bumped and bruised, but we made it.
Yeah.
Right.
And they're still Zooming in 2021. Who would have thought so?
Yeah.
It continues. So there's something about New Year's, right, that's so refreshing and a new year. And a lot of times people look at themselves, they look at their life during the new year, and they look at that as a reset, right? New Year's is a big time for resolutions, examining your life, fixing things. Studies actually show that 60% of Americans make New Year's resolutions. Mm. So the majority of Americans
set a lot of people.
New Year's resolutions. Yep. The other reality that goes with that, in that same study, they found that only 8% of the 60 actually keep them.
Wow.
Ooh.
Yes.
That's a bummer.
It is a bummer. Because it's so exciting.
So it's not even 8%. It's 8% of the 60.
Of the 60.
Correct.
That's
really low.
Yeah. Exactly. Yep.
I mean, are you guys surprised? Like, that doesn't surprise me.
It doesn't surprise me either.
I mean, I guess that is why, like, when we used to go to the gym, right? Like, you always love the gym in February, March, right? Because everyone has dropped off by the end of January. Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, but right now, I hate sharing that because it's January 4th, right? And
okay. Well, that's good. So we won't ruin everyone's hope yet.
Let's have a bit of optimism.
Such a buzzkill, Sarah.
A bit of optimism.
Yes, exactly. But we want our amazing empire building community to be different in terms of implementing things in their lives that really cause life change, because we are about life change here on Empire Building. So that's what we're about. And what we found is that it's all about creating habits. So true resolutions are about creating habits.
That's fair. You know, but when you say the word habit, it doesn't really come across to me, Sarah, as like a sexy word. Like,
no.
You know, I mean,
no.
It's like habits.
That sounded really good.
Yeah. That actually made it sound a lot better.
It's my podcasting microphone.
You just used your sexy voice. Thank you for that. That made me feel better about the word.
Our audience just went up, actually.
The whole episode, every time we say habits, we have to say habits.
Okay. I'm gonna work on deepening my voice for the rest of this episode on this one. But you know, I do realize that habits.
I can't. My voice isn't deep enough. I don't think we can do that.
I'm not going to do that. I literally can't do this whole episode.
I will laugh the whole time.
I can't keep my face straight on that one. All right. But we do know, right? Habits do lead to life change, right? And I know that that's what the four of us are about. I know that's why so many of you listen and are on this journey with us. It's because we're about living a big life, right? And in order to do that, we have to change what's going on in our life. So I'm excited we're covering habits today.
Yeah, well, everything about habits determines who we become. So whether it's good habits or it's bad habits, right? Bad habits can be just as harmful as not having good habits. So if you think about it, all we can do in this world is make choices about the way we spend our time.
So true.
And that's really what habits are. And the choices that we're making with our time determine who and what we become.
So true.
That sounds a lot more sexy. I'm just going to throw that out there. That sounds way better.
Okay. Yes. Well, I agree. Wendy's just sexy.
I'm trying to sex up habits. What can I say? Between Jay
it's
and
working.
I. Yeah.
You guys are the couple to do that. That's for sure.
Yes, that is true.
I sincerely hope he does not listen to this episode.
It's interesting because, you know, when we do talk about habits, I think a lot of us fall into that habit of thinking about self-discipline. You know, we come into the year and we're like, all right, you know, whatever I want to do is about self-discipline. And really, it's the opposite. It's not about taking away necessarily. It's about, you know, creating habits and stacking them. And I think that, you know, a lot of us, it's the first week in January, a lot of us have health goals. I mean, that's pretty normal.
Yep.
To come into a new year with some health goals. And I, you know, am super proud of the fact that I lost 70 pounds a few years ago. And I'm super not proud of the fact that I gradually gained it back. And so I started some new habits about 4 months ago.
It was on Labor Day. Yeah.
I decided on Labor Day weekend. That's exactly right. And I started it the day after Labor Day weekend. So that Tuesday, I started something called 75 Hard. And you can Google that. It was intense. It's two workouts a day. You have to stick to a diet. You have to read 10 pages a day. A lot. It was a lot. And the reason I did it is it was 75 days. And I know, and we all know, that it takes about 66 days to start getting in the rhythm of creating a habit.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It probably takes 6 or 12 months, really. But it takes about 66 days to kind of get into that rhythm to where if you don't do the thing anymore, you don't feel like, you know, you've accomplished all you needed to do that day.
Yeah, like, or it just feels weird. Like if you're in, you know, it's habitual. If it feels weird when you don't do it.
Yes.
Yeah. How I know.
Or you miss it.
That's how I know it's a habit. Right.
That's the sexy definition,
yes.
Really,
yes.
Of it. And so I lost 31 pounds kind of, you know, sailing into the year. And it's awesome because 2 days ago, I just started round two on it. And it's just been awesome for me because it's not focused on what I don't get. It's just focused on habit stacking. Mm-hmm. And I love it. And I've been thriving. And, you know, it's just a good, I think my journey with 75 Hard recently has made me realize and remember how important focusing on the habits and just not focused on the outcome. I'm really just more focused on the process, you know, of the habit right now and what I do every day. So
Well, what's cool about habits is that you can start them and over time, over 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, all of a sudden you look up and, you know, you kind of have your stuff together. Right.
Yeah.
But it's a journey over time.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I think for anybody listening, like, I just want to make sure that we're fully authentic and transparent with all of you guys in that, like, none of us have it all together all the time in all the areas. Like, there's always a part that we're like, feel like we're nailing, and there's a part that we feel like are completely in like burning flames at the moment, and we have to get back on track. And so, I love that we're doing this episode at the beginning of the year, because if you're feeling it all, like there's an area or two or three or four or seven in your life that you're needing that help with, you know, we're totally in this with you. And there are areas in each of our lives right now that we're needing to build and rebuild habits around.
Yeah, I had quite a big aha moment in my life here recently. And my husband and I, George, we went through the One Thing Couples Goal Setting Retreat. And it was our first time ever doing that together. And it was a pretty remarkable experience. And one of the things, my aha that day, was they played a video. All of us, one of our mentors is Gary Keller, all four of us. Follow him. We listen to him. And he did a video talking about habits and goals. And what he said was a lot of times the reason we struggle with habits is because we're actually not thinking big enough in our life. And I had never put the two and two together. I never put thinking big in my habits.
Yeah.
In the same, because thinking big, that is sexy.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
That's,
yeah.
Yes. That's true.
Right. Yeah. But the habits to then get to where you want to go, a lot of times have to correlate. So like one of the things I looked up at that retreat, I was just curious how many female billionaires there were. And under wealth building, I was like, I'm going to put billionaire, because if I end up being an 800 millionaire, like I still win. Right. But then I started looking, do I have the habits to even get there? And the truth is that I don't, because a lot of it is, you have to be living. So the majority of Warren Buffett's net worth was built in his 60s, 70s,
That's
80s, right? And so you have to be living. So then that looks, do I have habits in my health to even get me to that goal? But the first step is to actually think big. So in each circle of your life, we want you to encourage you to think big, right? We're about having a big business and a big life here. So think extraordinary, but then what habits do you need to put in place to actually get you there? And it's a journey, right? It's all a journey. But it starts with thinking big. And I had never correlated the two. So
I love that you shared that. Thank you.
That's awesome.
It was huge for me. Huge. So
A friend of mine was talking with me about her executive MBA experience, and it really got me thinking. You know, it's a big investment, it's expensive, it's time consuming, and you're gambling on who you'll meet, who your professors are going to be, and what you're actually going to get out of it. Our conversation reminded me of why we created Empire Circle at Her Best Life. We flipped the script and created something really special for our experiential learners like me. While academia is absolutely important to our community as a whole, it doesn't always equate to what we need while we are building the big business in real time. With Empire Circle, you'll learn from women who've actually built the big businesses and who are still in the arena doing it. You don't have to step away. Our retreats take you to exotic locations instead of classrooms where you'll grow your revenue, hone your strategy, find your community, and expand your big, beautiful life all in real time. Why step out of your business when you can step into Empire Circle? Apply for Empire Circle now at herbestlife.com.
So let's go in to our habits to reflect our goals, right? So let's talk about one of the things that a big quote on habits is from the author Charles Duhigg, who wrote The Power of Habit. And he said, if you focus on changing or cultivating keystone habits, you can cause widespread shifts. However, identifying keystone habits is tricky. To find them, you have to know where to look. Detecting keystone habits means searching out certain characteristics. Keystone habits offer what is known within academic literature as small wins. They help other habits to flourish by creating new structures, and they establish cultures where change becomes contagious. So I thought we should start off when we're talking about how to sort of start new habits, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would love to start off with talking about what we call building block habits. So those are smaller habits that you can really master, and then they build from there. So what are some building block habits?
Well, I have something to share around that, because I think sometimes the habits are different than you think they are, right?
Yes.
And so one of the things I always struggle with is drinking enough water every day. Mm-hmm. I don't really get thirsty. I have a small bladder, TMI. Sorry, everyone. When I drink a lot of water, I have to go to the bathroom a lot. And it's just like, I don't like drinking water. Mm-hmm. And so what I've always thought the habit needed to be was, you know, to drink 64 ounces of water or whatever they tell you to do. But that's really never, that just saying that has never really worked for me. So I actually have two habits that come before that, which sounds super weird.
I love
this. But the first habit is actually writing down in my journal. I have a little space in my Panda Planner that says habit, right? You know, because I use it.
Yeah.
And so I write that down. That's the first habit, is actually filling out my Panda Planner in the morning and reminding myself that my habit is water and vitamins. Mm. And then the second habit is actually going and filling this cup up. That's my big Amplify cup. Up with water and making sure it's on my desk before my day starts. And so it's weird, but it's like those are actually both habits.
Mm-hmm.
But those are the habits for me that have to come before actually drinking the water.
I love that. That is awesome. That reminds me, my dad lost 100 pounds and has actually kept it off, which is very unusual in terms of percentage of people that actually keep it off. And one of the habits that he implemented around water was that every morning, because he struggled with that as well, and he knew he needed that to lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
And so every morning he would wake up and beside his bed, he put a big jug of water. Mm-hmm. And right when he woke up, he would drink the water.
Mm-hmm.
And he viewed it as a gift to his body, because his body did all that work in the night. And he was giving that to his body. And he knew that even if he didn't get through all the water the rest of the day, that one habit would help him with his
start
health.
Your digestion.
Yes.
And the habit is really putting the water on your bed before you go to sleep. Right?
That's really the habit.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's domino one.
So it's not the drinking of the water even.
Right.
Because if he wakes up and the water is not there, he's probably not going to drink it.
So true. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's what we mean by building blocks, right? What is really the first thing that has to happen that you have to implement to develop habits? So,
you know, I found...
And is that, And that's our first step, right?
That's step one.
Yeah.
Step one is really to look at the seven circles and determine which area in your life you want to work on which habit. So don't, what I typically do is I go all in to a million things at one time. Mm-hmm. I can tell you a story after story. Like, I'm going to fix all my life at once. and they're all extreme fixes as well.
I want it now. I want to be there.
None of the rest of us are like that.
Yeah. Super patient over here. Super patient. And just to make sure Sarah, do you want me to go over the seven circles?
Yeah, go ahead.
If someone's talking about those. So the seven circles are the seven areas of your life that, right, like all pair together to build a bigger life, not just a big business, but that's, so it's physical health, finance.
Well, actually, it starts with spiritual is first.
Okay, sorry. Yeah. If you want to give them an order. Okay, so spirituality. Yep. Wendy, I'll let you go in order.
And then physical.
Yep. So
right?
Spiritual, because physical.
You got to have your relationship with God or, you know, whatever that looks like for you. And then your body. It's like Sarah said, no amount of success is going to happen if you're dead.
Yep.
Or if you want to build a lot of wealth in your lifetime, you typically have to just live a long time in order for that to happen.
Yeah.
And then you've got your personal life. So we need to fill our own cup first. We've got our key relationships. Then we've got our job. Then we've got our business. And then we've got financial. And those are all purposefully in that order. And those are for those of you that don't know, that's from a book called The One Thing, written by Jay Papazian and Gary Keller.
So. Yes. So our recommendation, and this is all through all the things we've done wrong, just to be very clear. Our recommendation is to pick really which circle is the domino for you and what are some building blocks that you need to implement in terms of habits in that one circle. So so think smaller in terms of like what are the building blocks. So for me, for health is my main circle right now. That I know that's the big domino for me. Okay. Mm-hmm. So what is the one
building block? You say big domino, you're talking about the thing that you're struggling with the most.
Right.
Yes. Well, no, I'm actually saying I know that if I work on my health, then all the other circles actually get better.
You're saying it's like your priority, like
the most important one.
Got it.
So people could look at it in one of two ways. They could look at it, they could focus on the circle that they are struggling with the most, or they could say, this is the focusing on this is going to help everything else.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Yes. Okay. Yeah, that's good.
Got it.
Yep.
Got it.
So figure out what that is. Figure out which circle that is. And then what is something that you can build on? What is one habit? So my dad, that was putting that water beside his bed, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That one habit that you can then build on. So that's step number one to developing building
block
habits.
And then I would say if you're struggling with a way to figure that out, just do that spiritual, physical, personal, key relationships, jobs, business, financial. And you can rank all of those. You can give them a number from 1 to 10.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How you feel you're doing.
Yeah.
And then that'll give you a way to say like, oh gosh, I'm a 3 here.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm doing pretty good on all these other things.
So. Yeah.
We started doing that with our team too on like a weekly basis to see where they're at as well.
That's awesome.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's a good transition, you know, Wendy, into step two, because this all has to do with kind of that putting the time and that clarity up front, which I am such a big, you know, proponent of, because I found in my life, whenever I spend the time up front, really putting in the thinking time and getting the clarity on the key tasks, and we're calling these keystone habits, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then everything else does become easier and unnecessary, you know,
exactly.
that upfront time. And so that's a really good transition into this, you know, step two. And what we're talking about are three steps to developing these building block habits. So step one is understand where your priorities are, both in your circles and what circle or circles maybe are going to take priority. I'll be honest, I usually do have two going at once, no more than two.
Me too.
I usually do have two. Mm-hmm. You know, I do have two. And I have one primary and a secondary, I would say. And and this year, for sure, it's health is my primary. My secondary is financial net worth, you know, just to be transparent. But the second step of this...
Oh, and congratulations for getting that rental property under contract.
Yes.
Seriously.
Thank you.
Really happy.
Way to go.
I, I feel really empowered entering the year knowing that I fulfilled my net worth goals last year.
You should.
Yeah. And you were laser focused.
Seriously. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
So
thank
proud.
You. Oh, gonna make me cry. and I have really big ones this year, so I'm excited about that. But so step two is to create, once we've had that clarity and we thought, okay, these are our priorities. Now we want to create what is that achievable habit domino in our top priority circle. Okay. Yeah. So for me, again, it's health and, you know, and finances, but a lot of you guys are really doing big business goals. And I think that's kind of a good example that's universal, right? So if increasing sales in your business is one, then you might want to start with, no matter what happens, I do 5 phone calls a day, period, end of story. Mm-hmm. I do 5 outbounding calls a day, or no matter what happens, I do not go home until I set an appointment, period, mm-hmm. end of story. And whatever that habit is, I think that don't overdo it. Just be very foundational. Do something that you can win at. I'm a big proponent in winning.
Yes.
So yeah. Do something where you can win the day, win the week, yes. You know, and that this is going to stand the test of time for 66 days. And if you really want to get technical, 66 business days is a long time. That's even longer than, you know.
Well, so. And the whole idea of the 66 days is that you don't have to think about it anymore, right? So all 4 mm-hmm. of us, we lead generate constantly, every single day. We're always talking to people and we don't think about it.
Yeah.
You know, because it's just something that we do. It's a habit. Yeah. So that's what we're going for. And if you're at 66 days and it's not habitual, then you just have to keep going until it does. Yeah.
Well, before we get into step 3,
I was going to say, like, also, if it doesn't feel natural, maybe there's something you need to tweak in the habit that makes it more enjoyable for you, whether it's like around your mindset and how you view something, or maybe in how you're going about that habit. Like before we hopped on, like we were talking about different things that work personally for us in our health life, right? Mm-hmm. And some of us were like, oh, well, this works for me. And another person was like, I don't love that at all. You know, so whatever your habit is, right? If it's not enjoyable and you're not like starting to get the hang of it after 66 days, tweak it and adjust it to where you can mentally wrap your head around embracing whatever that is.
Yeah. And I think the important thing to pull out of this too, thank you, Seychelle, is something Sarah said earlier, which is this is not the time to go big or go home.
Yes.
This is the time, I think it's more important for you to do 1 call a
and
day.
This is consistently. Hard, guys.
Yeah.
That's hard for a lot of us.
This is boring.
Okay.
It's important to do 1 call a day and actually do it, then go, I'm going to do 100 calls a day, you know, whatever. Yes. I just want to reiterate.
That's why you see all those ads and it's like, lose 50 pounds in 5 minutes, you know?
Yes.
That's what everybody wants to do, but that's not really what success looks like.
Correct. Yeah. So start with a building block that you can actually do that, you know, no matter what, I've got that, you know, if it's 5 calls, if it's 1 call, do implement that. And then before you know it, you're going to build, then you're going to go to 10 calls, then you're going to go to 15 calls. And this is across all circles, right? You can say across all circles and then you build up.
And honestly, it's okay to stop at 5.
Yes. If you're seeing the result you want, for sure.
If you're seeing the results, it's okay to stop.
Yeah.
And then and then move on to your next thing. Like, it doesn't always have to be more.
Yeah. So true, Wendy. That's so good.
And then step 3, right, is once you're mastering, you've done a small domino that's built to the next domino, then you can start increasing your goals, you can start increasing your numbers, or you can, as Wendy beautifully said, right, like, switch
to
another circle that you need to improve.
Yeah.
And like, I know one, this last year, right? And the year of the wonderful pandemic was like, personal energy for me was really difficult to keep high. And when you like backtrack that back to like around 3 to 4 o'clock every day, it was just like, I would hit this like massive wall and I'd been going and going and going until 3 or 4 o'clock. And then it was like, I just could not move anymore. And so I had to back that up to what's the root of the problem. Is my exercise where it needs to be in the morning? Okay, that's the first domino you need to do, is I need to get some energy in the morning to sustain my stamina throughout the day. And then it became, okay, that domino fell, but I still don't feel like I have the energy. Am I planning properly the night before for the next day so that I feel like I know what the most important things I'm doing are and I'm moving that forward? Okay, well then that domino hit and it's like, okay, I have a little bit more energy, but it still feels chaotic. Okay, then back it up again. Is the leverage in our life set up properly to where we have the help that we need? So it's like, you have to keep, if you're not getting where you want to go with it, but you keep toppling the dominoes, keep unwinding it backwards so that you can then build it forwards and be able to take it. Now we're looking at November, December in our business. We're actually almost matching what we had in 2019 with a very different looking business and team. But it's because for 7 months, we've been hacking away at those dominoes.
Yep. And I want to give everyone permission. And I know we've said this multiple times already today, but I just want to give you permission. Like, it's okay to start with something that to other people might seem small. Like, I remember when my dad first started working on his weight, he was so overweight that he couldn't work out at the gym.
Yeah.
Like, he physically couldn't. So his first domino was, I'm going to park in the last parking space. And every day I'm going to walk to a building.
Love
because
that.
He knew he could do that. And that that was his first habit. Right. So don't judge yourself by everyone else. Look at your circles. What is something small, right? Mm-hmm. Like a small, simple change that you can make that you then can build on.
Love
and that's
that.
Over time, it's going to be it just snowball.
I love that. And Sarah, I love that so much. I just want to share this. When I started 75 Hard, I got on social media, really bad mistake. And, you know, I started looking at all the hashtags 75 Hard and it was like bodybuilders and like 25-year-olds mm-hmm. with like 8-packs. I didn't even know you could have 8 muscle things down there and like all the stuff, you know, and you know what I did?
They're just called muscles, not muscle things.
Whatever they're called. I don't have them. They don't exist on my body. And so
they do.
Well, they're underneath a lot.
Yeah, they're there.
They're there somewhere hiding. But every day for 75 days, I walked. That was my exercise. I didn't lift a weight. I didn't do a crunch. And I'm not saying, look, I mean, like that's good. But what I'm saying is that part of the reason I want to do round two is I'm actually really looking forward to planning a half marathon, my very first, you know, half marathon. And I'm actually looking forward to that now. And I had to really force myself at times to just walk because I started feeling good. And I started, you know, you're walking 90 minutes a day. I mean, I was, you know, you're like 4.5 miles a day. You start feeling good. You're getting some stamina, but it all started with walking. And I think my first 30 days, oh, you guys, I might have done 3.5 miles in 90 minutes. It was so slow. So thank you for sharing that about your dad because I feel that so much.
But you know what though? Like Via, what you don't realize is by you committing to doing that actually got me back in my groove of exercise. Aww. And so you like by you being vulnerable and sharing where you were and being willing to be open, right, about what you were going through, I think sometimes we forget that by just being willing to start and being vulnerable about it, all of a sudden the ripple effect causes so many other people to look up and pay attention and be inspired by your motivation. And I would venture to say that with a lot of you guys that are listening, you probably don't realize the impact that you have on others too.
I love that.
True.
Yeah.
So
and
true.
And also I just would remind everyone, you know, sometimes you fall off the wagon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes a global pandemic will hit the world.
Yeah.
And
hopefully not often.
All of
hopefully
our habits often. That we had before, you know, can topple over. And so it's okay to say, listen, you know, 2020 sucked and I want to get back in these certain habits. And just remember, like, let's just pick one, right? Let's move it forward day by day by day by day and not beat ourselves up for, you know, whatever, failing through 2020. Mm-hmm.
So true. I think that leads to where we've talked a lot about building sort of new habits but the hardest thing is actually replacing bad habits.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually the hardest thing.
So hard.
And I want to quickly, I feel like we need to do this and we probably will do another episode where we dive into this a little bit more, but I want to make sure that we give all of our listeners just, that's the hard thing is when we have those bad habits and we need to replace them. And I love when Gary Keller in the one thing they talk about a habit loop. So that's replacing a bad habit with a good habit. And we found that there's sort of 3 sort of steps in how you do that. And the first is to recognize that all of us have sort of cues and triggers that lead us to then do the habit, right? So for example, I had gotten to a really bad habit that when I walked into my bedroom, when I walked to my bedroom, I would change and I would go in my bed and grab my laptop every day.
Mm-hmm.
That's a habit.
Mm-hmm.
So then I have to replace I then have to replace that, right? The cue for me is walking into my bedroom. That's the trigger, right? Yeah. What I'm going to do, right? So realize what is the first sort of thing in your schedule or in your mind or something that happens that then triggers you to go to that bad habit, right?
What did you do?
I left my bag downstairs. So we have a mudroom now and I have to hook it and that's where my laptop is. So really that's actually the trigger is probably walking in the door.
Exactly.
Yep. And great question, Wendy. And so then second is...
trying to make habits sexy over here.
Exactly. The second thing is like doing a physical and mental routine. So that's what I'm sort of referring to. So walking the door is a trigger. Then, okay, what's the next routine that you do with that, right?
Yeah.
And then third is to reward yourself. And so those are the three ways that you sort of can replace what we call a habit loop in terms of replace a bad habit with a good habit. Does that make sense?
Well, let me give you a good example of that. So Jay, my husband, was a smoker. He smoked for 10 years and he knew he wanted to give up smoking before he met me, because obviously he knew that someday he would meet me and I wouldn't date him if he was a smoker. So
of course he knew that.
So he wanted to give up smoking. And so in order to do that, he decided he was going to run a marathon, run the New York City Marathon.
Wow.
And so that was, because that's a really big habit.
That's a big goal.
Yeah.
Smoking.
Yes. So you kind of have to, you know, think about replacing a big bad habit with a big good habit.
Yeah.
And so he was able to run the New York City Marathon and give up smoking in the same year, which is pretty amazing.
I think smoking is the hardest habit to break.
Yes.
I believe. Yeah. That's amazing. So you definitely have to replace it.
Yeah.
Right. Sure. When it's something so hard. Well, guys, this was amazing. I was so excited about this episode right after the couple's goal setting retreat because it's just, I've been on a habit reading craze lately. So I learned so much from you guys and just watching you in terms of implementing habits. And today we talked about the way to do building block habits, right? So assess your seven circles of life. What is sort of the number one circle you need to work on right now? What is one building block habit that you can implement to really get that going? And then it snowballs from there. And then, of course, last but not least is how to create sort of a habit loop to where you can turn a bad habit into a good habit. But as always...
Can I ask one more thing?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I just thought of this. So the only thing that I would remind you guys of is to have a relationship with your goals and your habits.
Yes.
And so if you do the 411, or if you've got something that you look at every day, make sure you put your habits on there so that you remember.
Mm-hmm. So good. So good. I love that. Well, you guys, our mission here, and it continues into 2021, is we want you to build big, not only big businesses, but extraordinary big lives. And so go out there, go make things happen this year. We are excited to have another year on Empire Building.
Happy New Year.
Thanks for listening to Empire Building. If you like what you heard, join our tribe by subscribing on your favorite podcast platform and help us spread the word by leaving a 5-star rating and review. Until next time, wishing you a life worth living. And remember, you are an empire builder.
This podcast is for general informational purposes only. The views, thoughts, and opinions of the guest represent those of the guest and not KWRI and its affiliates, and should not be construed as financial, economic, legal, tax, or other advice. This podcast is provided without any warranty or guarantee of its accuracy, completeness, timeliness, or results from using the information.